So there I was in Makasani on my own. The rest of the team had gone up to the base camp in the mountains. And over the next 24 hours, I did everything I possibly could to look after myself. And basically, one of the members of the team was going to come back the next morning, check in on how I was, and at that point, we'd decide whether I stayed there, returned to Lima, or was fit enough to join them at base camp. Thankfully, I was marginally better and just about able to travel back up to the mountains and join the team at the base camp. And that felt like an enormous relief and actually a big enough victory in itself to have rejoined the team and to have at least made it into the mountains, even if realistically I knew the odds of me going much higher were pretty low. However, that afternoon and evening, as the team came back from the walk they'd done that day, they're all talking about the summit attempt the next day, and it turned out the first bit of the route was in fact across grassy terrain and then up some rocky terrain. And actually, the first section, therefore, I could join them for. I could always turn back if I didn't feel up to it. Once they got to the next section of the route, the glacier, it's then a different story. As you travel across glaciers, there's crevasses, great big gaps in the ice. So you tend to walk in groups of four and you're all tied onto a rope so that if any one of you falls into one of these crevasses, the rest of the team can take your weight and oik you out of the crevasse rather than you plummeting to your death. So basically, the implication of that is once you get to the glacier, the result of someone turning back is the whole team has to turn back and the summit attempt for that group is scuppered. So that was the lay of the land, and essentially I decided I would get up with them at 4:30 the next morning and just do that first section up to the glacier and just sort of at least be part of that bit of the ascent. So that's what I did. We headed off in the dark at 5:30. They were somewhere ahead of me most of the time, but I was still had them in sight. We went over the grass, up the rocky bits, and then along by a glacial lake. And although I was moving considerably slower than them, we got to the glacier okay. So this was the turning back point, basically. From here on in, it was going to be a long ascent to the summit on ice and then snow. And I knew that for them it would be far too much of a vulnerability to have me tied onto the rope with them. So I was somewhat astonished when all three of my colleagues turned round at the foot of the glacier and just passed me the rope to tie on. And I'm pausing because I can still remember how surprised I was that they would even make that offer. What did I do? That's going to have to be part three. Sorry.